Earth, sky.
NASA's Voyager mission is headed where no spacecraft has gone before, beyond the space bubble that contains our solar system. We spoke with Voyager chief scientist Ed Stone.
The sun has a wind blowing outward from it radially at a million miles per hour, and it creates a giant bubble around the solar system. All the planets are inside the bubble. Voyager 1 is now 11 billion miles from the sun and is very near the edge of the bubble, which is the edge of interstellar space.
Dr. Stone said that in its 30 years exploring our solar system, the Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 spacecraft have revealed questions that scientists didn't even know they had.
Voyager was designed to fly by the four giant outer planets, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. And what we discovered was how diverse the bodies are in the solar system. Before Voyager, the only active volcanoes we knew were here on Earth. After Voyager, we know that there's a moon of Jupiter, which has 10 times more volcanic activity than Earth. Also before Voyager, we thought only the Earth had a substantial nitrogen atmosphere. We now know that Titan, a moon of Saturn, has such an atmosphere.
Beyond the bubble of our solar system is what's called interstellar space, which Voyager will reach in 2016.
I think Voyager will be our first interstellar spacecraft. And the only question is, will we reach interstellar space while we have electrical power so we can transmit the data home?
EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.